You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following segment is from The Look Ahead on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Colts, Bills, Buffalo is favored by 7 in this game. I love this game because it's Frank Reich going up against the team that he used to play for. He was the quarterback for the Bills and the biggest comeback in the history of the NFL. Something about that I just like. I don't know what to think of Frank Reich's team, however, RJ. They're 5-5. They've won 4 of their last 5. But, like, why don't I believe in the Colts?
I think I know the answer to that, Stats. And by the way, I love the matchup, as you mentioned, but we got the matchup in the playoffs. You know what I mean? We're getting a playoff rematch here. And I think the reason you don't believe is because of Hard Knocks. Or not really because of Hard Knocks, but because of what Hard Knocks revealed to me. Hard Knocks premiered on Wednesday night, the first in-season season of Hard Knocks, obviously profiling the Indianapolis Colts. I watched it. I was really sleepy, but you know, I'm a great employee, Stats. I said, let me watch this, you know what I mean, so that I can talk about it. I can give my take. I had a bowl of corn pops specifically to keep myself awake. That's the only reason I made this bowl. And I was reminded, because the first like 6 to 7 minutes were just kind of catching us up on the Colts. Like if somebody, you know, woke up from a coma, somebody got off an island like Tom Hanks, what happened here? Although the Tennessee Titans did go to the Super Bowl that season. So Tom is clearly missing some AFC South action. But these are the Colts' wins this year. And I had kind of forgotten this. The Miami Dolphins, the Houston Texans, at your San Francisco 49ers in the monsoon, who have bounced back but still not impressive, the New York Jets on Thursday Night Football, and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Ooh.
That's it, man. Like when I was, you know, I was watching this, and I love NFL films. I love Hard Knocks. It's awesome, right? And this is a unique, you know, adventure, the Hard Knocks in season. But all I thought about was, like, all this montage did was remind me that the Colts suck. You know what I mean? Like, this in no way got me hyped about this team, because you've just beaten the tomato cans in front of you. And then, like, I forgot how they kind of, like, pounded their chest over beating the Jets. And it was like, dude, this is – it was just such a really – I was so sad. I mean, it was such a juiceless experience watching them. So I think that's why you are not a believer. But Frank Reich is a great man, great person. I really don't have much else to say on the Colts. I think they're headed for a buzzsaw this weekend.
They could make us believers, because look at their next 5 games, RJ. They're at the Bills this week. Then they play the Bucks, the Texans, okay, then the Patriots, and then the Cardinals. So if they emerge from those next 5 games with a winning record, I'll feel a lot better about the Colts than I do right now. I agree. There just seems to be no – I mean, Jonathan Taylor's fantastic, and he deserves all the praise in the world because he's kicking ass this year. But other than that, I have no faith in Carson Wentz. He continues to put the ball in harm's way, and I think they're going to get stomped by Buffalo, who, you know, I feel like we think of the Bills as struggling. I mean, their offense is 2nd in the league, only behind the Cowboys. They are 5/10 of a point behind the Cowboys for the scoring lead in the NFL, but we don't think of the Bills as like this team that's kicking everybody's butt.
I would like you to say only behind the Cowboys once more, please. But I think, you know, so the Cowboys actually had the kind of, okay, the Broncos game was a blip on the radar game, right? Like that's what they had last week. And I know that the Bills demolished the Jets, but I, at least speaking personally, and I'm a big Bills fan, you know, obviously they lost. I think they're, you know, every contending team's had this, like, you know, clunker of a loss. I think Buffalo's has been the worst. You know, the loss to Jacksonville, if you lose to anybody 9-6, let alone the Jaguars, I mean, right, it's really embarrassing. But the week before, I know they won, but they kind of struggled. They were like pulling teeth to beat the Dolphins. And so that's why I'm just a little less, you know, willing to believe. Like, again, they did what they had to do against the Jets. But this is, you know, okay, fine. You're on the way back. I don't think it was as much of a bounce back as Dallas, as an example. And I say that truly as objectively as possible. You want to be back, Buffalo. You do want to be one of these Super Bowl contenders. Go out, beat this team that thinks it's on the rise. Go out and tell the Colts they have no reason to believe in themselves because they had to play the Buffalo Bills. They just had no chance at it. And you know what? That playoff game I mentioned was kind of close. You know what I mean? Like, it was kind of close. And so, yeah. And I'm sure every Colts player and coach staffer's thinking, we almost beat these guys in the playoffs. If you're Sean McDermott, you're Josh Allen, you're Stephon Diggs, just go out and crush them. Let them know that they're not on your level. And if they do, okay, let's start circling all these wagons again.
The huge question for the Bills going into the season was, can Josh Allen do it again? Can he play to the MVP-type level that he played last season? And I think it's safe to say 11 weeks into the year now, RJ, the answer to that is no. Now, he's been better than he was his first couple years in the league, but I think it's safe to say, like, no, Josh Allen is not doing that again. His performance is falling somewhere between the high that we saw last year and the lows that we saw his first couple years in the league. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, I think when his career's over, we might look back on 2020 and say, like, that was his most statistically successful season, but that doesn't mean that he can't be, you know, a great quarterback beyond that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like saying, you know, like, I mean, this is a bad example, but like, you know, maybe Tom Brady is never 2007 Tom Brady again. That does, you know what I mean? That doesn't mean he's still not, you know, in this case, the GOAT, but you get what I'm saying. Or maybe Patrick Mahomes is never 2018 Mahomes. Maybe Lamar Jackson's never 2019 Lamar Jackson.
Right.
This doesn't mean these players still can't be amazing.
Absolutely. I will take the Bills. I will give the points. I think this is the beginning of the end of the Indianapolis Colts on the season.
Great time for Hard Knocks to premiere then. Huh?
Right. Well, you know what, though? That could make it more interesting. Sometimes, you know, seeing a ship go through some adversity is a lot more interesting than if they were just winning games and everyone's super happy, you know?
I disagree. I loved, as an example, the 2015 Cardinals all or nothing season. That was so much fun to watch and just see them kind of, you know, go through week after week after week. Again, the first episode of this season of Hard Knocks, not great. So, it, you know, they maybe win over the Bills. It'd be good television next week. That's kind of what I'm rooting for at this point. But I will take the Bills to cover.
All or nothing is far superior to Hard Knocks. You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes, and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.